You're listening to a Christian Aid podcast.
Elizabeth went to the home of a rape victim to record her testimony. As she was writing about the case, three hooded men identified as paramilitaries entered the home. The victim was raped again to prevent her talking, and Elizabeth was raped to deter her from seeking the truth. This is just one of thousands of human rights abuses that happen on a daily basis in Colombia. Fortunately, there are international mechanisms that highlight human rights violations and encourage countries to address and improve the situation. One such measure is a process known as the Universal Periodic Review. To put it simply, it is a process by the Human Rights Council that looks at the human rights situation of all UN member states. This is hugely important for Colombia, a country where 5 decades of war has led to horrific human rights abuses. In April 2013, the human rights situation in Colombia is being assessed by the Universal Periodic Review. My name is Paula Plaza. I'm a communications officer at Christian Aid, and in this podcast, I speak to Alirio Uribe, a Colombian lawyer involved in the Universal Periodic Review. Alirio, tell me about the overall human rights situation in Colombia.
My name is Alirio Uribe Muñoz. I work for the José Alvira Restrepo Lawyers Collective, a non-governmental organization that provides legal assistance in cases of human rights violations in Colombia. Basically, what we do is to use all the legal systems in Colombia and internationally to defend human rights. From 2002 to 2010, during the government of President Álvaro Uribe, the human rights situation in Colombia was awful. Today, he is being prosecuted as well as high-ranking people in his government. Today in the government of President Juan Manuel Santos, the Universal Periodic Review shows that the human rights situation continues to be very serious. For example, the homicide rates in Colombia remain 7 times higher than the world average. There are over 18,000 people who have disappeared, which is a higher figure than during dictatorships in other Latin American countries.
Colombia has the highest number of displaced people in the world. Alirio, tell me what life is like for a displaced person.
Between 2008
and 2011, over 1.2 million people were displaced. That is around 300,000 people per year. One has to reflect about what it means to be displaced. It is a family that has suffered sexual violence, or has witnessed murder, or has been detained, or has experienced an extrajudicial execution, or received death threats, who then is displaced and loses everything: their work, their food, their home, possessions, their social security, their cultural identity, and who end up displaced in a big city, abandoned and poor. For this reason, this government had to do a victims and land restitution law, one of the few good things that it has done, precisely to face the humanitarian drama facing the country.
The UK government, in its commitment to human rights, is proposing a number of recommendations to Colombia. One of them is to protect human rights defenders. Alirio describes what the situation is like for them.
In 2012, 69 human rights defenders lost their lives. This is one of the highest rates of attacks in the last few years. Many of them were indigenous leaders, Afro leaders, community leaders, and people claiming their lands.
Is the human rights situation under the government of President Santos any better than in previous years?
Under the government of President Santos, there's been positive changes. He is not so aggressive with human rights defenders, doesn't publicly attack the courts, has recognized that Colombia has an armed conflict, has issued the Victims and Land Restitution Law, and has started a negotiation process with the FARC guerrilla. All of these are positive for the country, but this is in direct contrast with the human rights situation, which continues to be very serious.
In his role as a lawyer and human rights defender, Alirio has been threatened for the work he does, and the UK's input into the Universal Periodic Review can really make a difference to improve the human rights situation in Colombia and support those defenders who risk their lives to protect the rights of others.
You've been listening to a Christian Aid podcast. To find out more about Christian Aid, go to christianaid.org.uk or follow us on Twitter at Christian_aid or find us on Facebook. Thanks for listening.